Blog Talk Radio.
The views and opinions of this show do not reflect the views and opinions of the WC Radio Network.
Coming to you live from the WC Radio Network studios in Knoxville, Tennessee, Wicked Curiosity is proud to bring you the debut show of Note by Note with the guy in glasses. Ladies and gentlemen, now the guy in glasses.
I am the guy in glasses, and we are broadcasting you live from our radio network station here in Knoxville, Tennessee. And tonight we have an amazing show lined up for you tonight. We're going to be talking with Chad Bearden. He is a very, very up-and-coming country music artist out of Nashville, Tennessee, and we'll be talking to him here in just a little bit. I have got my co-host with me, Dan.
Yes, sir.
And like I said, we've got an amazing show lined up for you tonight. If you like country music, this show will be right up your alley. We're going to try to get a little bit of background. And
I mean, if you don't like country music, this show's going to be right up your alley anyway.
Well, I mean,
it's not the genre of music we're looking at today. It's the process of how to get into the music.
Well, yeah. And that's what this show is going to be about. I want to give a platform for people to just speak.
Yeah.
And another way for them to get their music out there. And, you know, I want to get those up and comers, you know, the people that not everybody knows about, because they add so much to the music industry. And you know, it's not all just about the mainstream music that's out there that you hear on the radio every single day.
Right.
There is so much music out there that's created by so many wonderful people, that's never really heard. And, you know, that's what we want to go after. That's what we want to bring to the listeners. And, you know,
well, I'll be honest with you. You know me, I'm not a big country music fan, but I've heard some of Chad's stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you what, like I said, you know, even if you're not a country music fan, I mean, you would like his stuff. It's not overly country, if that makes any sense.
Right.
It's
right.
Not real twangy. It's not Randy Travis.
Right, right.
You know.
And the one thing I say about it, and I'll probably repeat this when we have him on with us, that a lot of the country music today, and I do not want to knock any of the artists that are out there today. I don't. The issue that I have with a lot of the, you know, mainstream country that's out there today is not necessarily people who have lived the country life, you know, and I feel that kind of takes away. And I mean, as an artist, as, you know, performer, there are many, many great people out there and put on one hell of a show and can really move you. But when you come from that kind of background, I think it speaks deeper, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And volumes and stuff like that. And, you know, I know Chad personally.
And, I mean, I wonder why you know Chad personally.
We may or may not share the same last name. I don't know. But anyways, I know what kind of background he has, you know. I know where our family comes from. And I really, really feel in my heart that it brings an extra oomph, you know, to his music and the way he performs. Now, he does cover songs and stuff like that. You know, everybody does.
A lot of the mainstream
people love.
Yeah.
Exactly. And you know, it's part of everybody's gigs.
And
that's cool. No, everybody loves that, you know. But when he does his own stuff and it's powerful to me.
I wanted to, if I may.
Absolutely.
Wanted to go off of something that you had mentioned when you're talking about, you know, living the country life and living, speaking, being able to put your personal experiences into your music. You're saying there are some artists out there, specifically you were talking country music, that have not really lived the quote unquote country life. You know, they talk about, you know, being in the pickup trucks and going mudding and stuff like that. And I'm being very broad termed here.
Right.
You know, and they really haven't lived that life. They don't know that feeling, you know, and it shows in a person's music when they speak from their background, when they speak from their heart, and when they have lived this life.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So.
Absolutely. And I believe we have Chad on the line with us. Chad, are you there?
I'm here.
Hey, Chad, how you doing tonight, buddy?
Doing well. How are you?
We're doing all right. We're doing all right. We're glad to have you on. We appreciate you taking the time out of your, which I know is a very, very, very busy schedule, to talk with us a little bit. And so we're going to kind of jump right into it here. We want to just kind of get a little bit of background on Chad. You know, what was it like growing up, you know, in that country life? What was your country, you know, music influences and stuff, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I grew up on a farm in the middle of nowhere, Alabama, and kind of grew up surrounded by a family who all played music and all sang, and so I was kind of surrounded by it from birth.
That's great. What was your country music influences, you know, as growing up as a child? I mean, what were you listening to?
Well, I mean, my grandpa, whenever I was young, was a George Jones, Merle Haggard, guy, Johnny Cash, all that kind of stuff. But then, you know, I had a mix of, you know, of things, you know, really all kind of music, you know, whether it be my dad or my uncle, you know, bringing in different kinds of, you know, not only country, but rock and, you know, a little bit of everything else, pop music, so.
Okay.
Well, if I may.
Absolutely, please.
I wanted to start off, Chad, with saying thank you again for being on our Jeremy show. Being on the debut show, my first question is, what made you want to actually get into the music industry, to go from, I guess you would say, like an average life, you know, like working like a 9-to-5 job, and what made you want to get into the music industry and record albums and start touring and get your music heard?
Well, I kind of had always done music somewhat on the side, even with my previous career. But I had a buddy who was living in Nashville. He still lives in Nashville. And we were from the same area, and we had done some shows together. He had a record deal back in the early 2000s, and we had done a couple shows together, and he was just like, man, you need to be in Nashville. Like, you should be doing this full-time as a career. And that went on for a couple of years. He would call me every couple months and just be like, hey, dude, when are you going to do this, you know? You need to be in Nashville. You need to be in Nashville. And I just always kind of had the perception that, you know, I would have to find a regular job in Nashville. And, you know, I would move to Nashville and I would starve for years before, you know, I ever had any kind of success. Which I think that, you know, from the outside. And you know, maybe that's the case for people. I was fortunate it wasn't the case for me, but so he ended up calling me one day and just saying, "Hey, you know, I'm having a party at my ranch this weekend." He had just bought a new ranch, and he's like, "I want you to come up, stay at the ranch, you know, just hang out, and let's talk about the Nashville stuff." So I came up for the weekend, and we just walked around. He has a gorgeous ranch outside of Nashville, and we just walked around the ranch and talked. And he was like, "Chad, everything you see here, I got playing music." And he's like, "You can do this too, and I will do anything that I can to help you. But you're going to have to be here." So I went back home and thought about everything, and I wasn't getting any younger. And so I talked to my boss, and my boss said, "You know, you're crazy if you don't do this, if you don't take this chance. You know, what's the worst that happens? You fail and you come back home. You know, I'll hire you back, no problem." So after that, I put in my notice, and then I packed up all my stuff and moved to Nashville. And that's been almost 6 years ago, and so this is all I've done since then.
Wow.
So it was kind of just on a leap of faith that you went and basically started your music career.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I mean, it was just, you know, my thoughts were, I'm never going to know if I don't try. And am I going to be disappointed, or am I going to spend my whole life wondering what could have been looking back versus, you know, I tried it and I failed. You know, there's nothing wrong with failure. I tell people all the time, failure is important. The risk of failure is important. But, you know, not trying is the thing that that will eat you alive.
Yeah, that's I was told recently something, you know, very similar. It's just how was it put? There are so many people in the world that have tried and succeeded, but there are so many more people in the world that didn't try at all. And, you know, I mean, he kind of just speaks powerful words, you know, you've got to take that leap. Sometimes you gotta, you know, you've got to try, because like you said, you know, you never know until you try. What's the worst that's going to happen.
Right.
You know, and it's gotta be a scary thing, because, you know, I know what your previous job was and what you did. And I know what a career that you had there, and moving up and prospering in that career, and to just say, you know what, I'm going to go do something completely different. You know, that's a big change. And especially moving away from home.
It's absolutely a scary thing, especially, you know, when you have kids, when you have a family who depends on you, and, you know, they've still got to eat. So,
right, exactly. I mean, and you know, you've got to do everything you can. I mean, it's amazing what you've accomplished, and this amount of time. And, you know, I know the family's certainly proud of you and everything. And
well, I appreciate that.
Yeah. So what? Let's see. I was talking right before we pulled you on air here. And I don't know if you heard any of it or not, but I just wanted to get your thoughts and opinions on it. The country music, you know, industry, that particular genre of music, I feel personally that it's got a lot of people that maybe haven't necessarily lived that lifestyle, and they have amazing careers, and that could never be doubted. And they are great performers, great artists in their own right. I just feel that with someone like you who has the background that you have, I feel it brings an extra, you know, part of the soul, you know, when you have lived that kind of background and that lifestyle, and you sing about what's true to your heart. Thoughts on that? I mean, is that, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I don't get a whole lot into that stuff. I mean, it's, I just, you know, as far as somebody else goes and the songs they sing and the choice of the songs they put out, I mean, it's not, you know, it's not my place to question whether or not they've lived their song or, you know, I sing lots of things that I haven't necessarily lived, but I can relate to, you know, situations that I've seen or that I can draw from or whatever. So, you know, whether or not they're sincere about something, you know, there's guys I know in this business, there's guys I don't know. So, you know, it's kind of the same thing for me when people want to get into what's country and what's not country. And I don't play that game. I don't go down that rabbit hole. You know, that's for consumers. You know, if people are, you know, if people are buying the records that an artist makes, you know, apparently they believe what that artist has to say or what they sell, you know, kind of what they say is the proof's in the pudding. So it's hard to knock or hard to question something for me that people are buying and consuming, and people work hard for their money and they don't just typically give it away. So, you know, if they're spending their hard earned money on that product of that artist is putting out, and it's hard to dispute that. So,
okay. Well, I apologize. I wasn't trying to put you on a spotlight there and put you in a weird situation.
My thing has been, I've tried to be my whole career long is, you know, I stay in my lane. I try to do the best I could do for me, as far as, you know, I try to put out music that fits me. I try to put out stuff that, you know, I enjoy and I believe in, and hopefully that resonates to people who are fans of my music or who support what I do, you know, and I try not to worry too much about what everybody else is doing or what anybody else thinks, really. So,
okay.
So I'm probably not the best person to jump in some of those arguments. So.
Well, that's understandable. I get that, and I respect the kind of neutral zone that you take with that, and like I said, I wasn't trying to take away anything from the artists that are out there. It was this just my personal opinion.
Yeah.
You know, they are actually, you know, they're great artists. You know, and there's lots of them out there, and they put on great shows, and you know, they are just amazing in their own right. So,
right. Yeah, I mean, I think we, you know, as, at least I hope as artists, you know, we all are as genuine to ourselves as possible. You know, I've listened to interviews, you know, and a lot of times I think it's people trying to find themselves and trying to find their sound. I listened to an interview with Jake Owen a while back. And he said, you know, I put out some songs that weren't me and who didn't fit me, and that, you know, an industry was telling me, you know, whether it be record labels or whoever it is, you know, they were saying, put this out. But, you know, we were trying to make something fit on radio. And, you know, and a lot of times it just takes, you know, I think, you know, every time we put out new music, you know, we're trying to find more and more of who we are and where we're trying to go, and you know, growing as people and as artists and all that stuff. So, you know, I try to take all that stuff, all those factors into consideration.
Okay.
So, I'm gonna go a little bit amateurish here for a second, which I mean we are anyway, but
my whole life is amateurish.
I don't know if you
highly doubtful.
I don't know if you've listened to any other times we've been on the air, but we're far from professional. So I've listened to your CD, And I'm going to say I honestly like your music. I do.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
I'm not a huge country music fan, but I do like your music. I really do.
Well, thank you.
And that's, I'm not just saying that because you're on here. I mean, I told Jeremy when he let me sample some of it. Your music is it's country, but it's music that other people can enjoy. People that listen to different genres and stuff like that, they can actually enjoy it because there's you know a little bit of other type of genres in there.
Oh, I mean, absolutely. And I think anybody who says that, you know, I don't know one single person in this industry who is a country music artist who, if you were to look at their, you know, what music they have on their phone or their Spotify or their Apple Music or whatever it is, that's just simply strictly country. So, you know, and, you know, I grew up in an age where, you know, I obviously had lots of country influences, but you know, I loved the alternative stuff back in the day. I loved the pop stuff. So it's, you know, I think that all kind of seeps into what I do.
Absolutely. I mean, I think so. I mean, I've seen several of your live shows now and you are just absolutely phenomenal. And the crew that you got that rides with you, phenomenal people and phenomenal artists in their own right. And, you know, Chad, we're gonna go to a little break there. You care to hang on the line with us, and we'll come right back on.
Sure.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Note by Note Radio Show will be back after a short break. We will be back talking with Chad Bearden and his career. As we go on break, we are actually going to play a song of his called "Sober." We hope you enjoy it as much as we do.
I must have had one too many. I really must have turned them up. Must have been going hard on something in a paper cup. That's the only way I can explain where I'm at right now. I must have really been throwing them down, 'cause I never would have done it sober. I never would have said it sober. I never would have spoke the words that broke your heart. Could have lied through and tore our world apart. Tomorrow I know I'll wake up crumbled, 'cause I never would have done it so. I could blame it on the jack, pin it on the Cuervo. Surely I was sipping on some hell I don't know. Wish I could find some bad excuse to explain what I did to you, 'cause I never would have done it sober. I never would have said it sober. I never would have spoke the words that broke your heart. Could have lied through and tore our world apart. Tomorrow I know I'll wake up crumbled, but I never would have done it sober. No, I never would have done it sober. 'cause I never would have done it sober. Never would have said it sober. I never would have spoke the words that broke your heart. Lord, I do, and tore our world apart. Tomorrow I know I'll wake up home. 'Cause I never would have done it sober. No, I never would have done it sober. I must have had one too many. I really must have turned it up.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Note by Note Radio Show. I am your host, the guy in glasses, with me in the studio. Is one of my best friends, Dan.
Hello.
And on the air with us today, we have Chad Bearden. And if you were just tuning in on the break there, we listened to the song Sober. And Chad, tell us about Sober.
Sober was, we put it out probably a year and a half ago now, I guess. It was the first single off the record and the most successful single I've had so far. We ended up with a good amount of play from SiriusXM, and then we crossed over into a good bit of terrestrial radio. But numbers wise and reach wise, Sober's the closest thing we've had to a hit so far. So
what's that? Now, did Sober just come to you, or was it something that, you know, really just kind of, you know, that you, maybe any kind of personal experience or anything like that, that was behind that, or?
Actually, the song came, my roommate at the time, Chase Williamson, who I grew up with as well, Chase came home one night and said, "Man, I've got this idea for a song." He's like, I never would have done it sober. And gave me some of his ideas for the direction of the song. And wasn't exactly the direction I thought we should go with it. So I just kind of sat on it for probably a week and a half. And I was driving home one night and kind of got the idea of where to go with it, and so I came home and grabbed my guitar and wrote the first verse and the chorus, and Tate got home and we sat down and finished writing the song, and kind of the idea of the song, at least the title, came from Chase, and then we just kind of played it out a different direction than we initially thought, and you know, kind of the, you know, how we've probably done things a lot differently, or, you know, is there an excuse for why I do the stupid things that I do? So
I do all mine sober.
You do it both ways.
I do it both ways. Just to do stupid shit. I mean, that's me.
That's what it is.
So, but, I wanted to ask, excuse me, with some of your other songs, what has been the inspiration for some of the other songs that you've written that are on your album?
So the only other songs that I wrote on the album, this was the first time that we took outside songs or songs that I didn't write. So I didn't write What It Feels Like. I did not write Someone I Can't Forget. So the other two songs on the album that I wrote were Love and War, which I wrote with Haley Long. And kind of at the time, I was coming back off the road. We had been out on a long run. I was really tired, but I had just gone through a while before that. I'd gone through a breakup in a relationship, and I was like, you know, I just never seem to get this right. And there's such a fine line in the emotions of love and hate. Like, it's weird how you can love somebody so much and hate somebody so much all at the same time, and those emotions feel so similar. You know, they're both passionate, they're both fiery, and they're both, you know, just all these different things that are so closely connected. And, you know, how do you tell the difference at this point in life, after I've screwed up so many times? How do you know, you know, when something is love and real versus anything else? So that was that one. The other song on the record that I wrote is a song called Lonely Tonight. I wrote it with my buddy Isaac Harris. And it was kind of just kind of one of those deals of, you know, we kind of all have those relationships where whenever you get lonely or whatever it is, you've got that person that you call up that you just kind of fall right back into. You know, that's the person that you call that you really have no business calling. And it was just, I'm better off just being lonely. So that's kind of where that one came from. Isaac and I both kind of had relationships that we'd had no business being in, but kept trying to have those relationships over and over again. Yeah, that's kind of where all that came from. The other two songs in the album, What It Feels Like and Someone I Can't Forget, were outside pitches to us. You know, when you live in Nashville and you're surrounded by amazing songwriters, you're crazy if you don't listen to songs that other people wrote. And they were fortunate enough to let us cut those songs and put them on the record, and then trust us with those tunes. So.
Okay. Well, now you said this is the first time that you've come out with, you know, outside help there. I mean, what other do you have other albums that are out in distribution or anything that you can let everybody know about?
Yeah, I put out an album right when I first moved to Nashville, an EP called Where I've Been, which was four songs that I'd written before I even moved to Nashville. So they're, you know, those songs are probably 6 to 10 years old, some of them, maybe more. And then we released a single probably 3 years ago now called Six Pack, that we just put out as a single. And then the new album after that. So,
okay.
And all that stuff's on iTunes and Spotify and Pandora and all that.
Okay.
Stuff.
Yeah. That was going to be my next stuff. Question. Where can everybody find that at?
Yeah.
Yeah. Any of those streaming outlets, all that stuff.
Yeah,
anywhere you can find anybody else's music, it's there. So.
Awesome. Cool.
Yeah. Cause I only know of the one album and, you know, the four or five songs that are on there. And
right.
If you've got other material out there, I'd love to hear it. So
yeah,
I'm definitely going to go.
Yeah. There's definitely more stuff out there, and we've got more stuff coming up. So.
That's awesome. Well,
awesome.
I mean, the more that you can produce, you know,
oh yeah.
I mean, that's yeah. You know what you do is amazing, and what you're bringing to the genre is amazing. And I, you know, I'm head over heels with your music, and especially listen to you live. It's such a wonderful show. If anybody, if you're in Nashville, you know, check out his page and stuff and look when he's playing. He plays in Nashville all the time. You know, it's really good stuff. Now,
Before we continue on with the interview, Chad, we do actually have the owner of the network that is on the air, and I know that she actually had something to say, if you're okay with that.
Absolutely.
Miss Angel.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Miss Angel. How are you doing tonight?
Well, I'm sitting in a parked car watching 14-year-olds try to cheer, so that's fun.
Well, we do appreciate you taking time out of your busy day to call down on the debut Note by Note show. You call in all the time for us on the other show, and you know, we always appreciate your support.
Oh, anything I can do.
Well, let's
sounds like it's
going
to be good. I miss. Sorry.
No, go ahead.
I missed a good portion because I was on a business call, but it's actually been a really great show so far. I'm really proud of you guys.
Well, thank you. Thank you. We're kind of patting ourselves on the back up here in the studio as well. So pretty good for some amateurs.
Well, Miss Angel, as you know, we do have Chad Bearden on the line with us.
I do. I feel like I know Chad way more than he will ever know me. I'm really glad to have you with us. You know, Jeremy gushes on you all the time, so we know so much.
Yeah.
So much about you. Maybe someday you'll have to come, you know, to Knoxville and get to know us.
Yeah, I would love to. Thanks for having me on. And apparently paying Jeremy's working out. I'm gonna have to pay him to talk shit about it.
I talk about you all the time while I'm Ubering.
I don't doubt that.
You know, especially when I find out that people are from Nashville.
I'll have to Venmo you over a bonus or something.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, that'll work. You know,
he'll be looking for that $1 bonus account very shortly.
Yeah, don't spend it all in one place.
Right.
Buy you a candy bar.
Right. Go to the 50-cent store. Yeah.
Not the dollar store.
Go there twice.
Yeah. Buy two things. Buy you another pair of sunglasses. Right.
Another pair of sunglasses. I do need more, actually. I do need more.
That's because you buy cheap ones and you lose them every 30 minutes.
Well, you know, that's why when I'm out with you, I always take two pairs. That way, if I lose one during the weekend, I got another backup pair.
That doesn't work.
Which
you had happened. To use mine the other day.
Which has happened because I'm pretty positive my black aviators are on the bus somewhere and I have no idea where the hell they are.
It's the guy glasses with Chad Bearden's glasses.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That is awesome.
You know, it happens.
Yeah, I walked up to the front of the bus and he's squinting trying to drive down the road. Still can't find my glasses.
So it's not just here.
Right.
It's not here in the studio that you lose your glasses. I mean, you had to borrow a pair of my freaking standard issue military.
Right, the tactical ones, yeah. Yeah, when I lost them, I lost them, I used your glasses that week for the show. I did. Chad, before we let you go, can I have you tell one more story at least?
Well,
sure.
If I could, real quick.
Oh, okay, yeah, absolutely.
I know Miss Angel's got a busy schedule.
Okay, yeah.
I know Miss Angel wanted to say something to Chad real quick before we let her go,
absolutely.
And then. We would absolutely love to hear Chad's story.
Okay.
So,
absolutely.
Miss Angel, the floor is yours.
Thank you. I just wanted to say thank you so much for our CD that you sent and signed. It has a proud place in our studio. And I got to tell you, my 14-year-old daughter thinks your music is just fabulous.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. I'll take all the fans that I can get. So.
Well, you definitely have a group of them.
We should be up to about six now.
You're getting there. Never mind that, like, five of them are right here on the phone, so.
Before listening.
No, but thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Can't wait to get a chance to meet you, so I hope you guys have a good night. Have a great rest of the show, and I'll be listening.
Thank you, Miss Angel.
Thank you, Miss Angel. We always appreciate you calling in and supporting us here while we're on air. And we can't thank you enough for allowing us to have not only, you know, one show, but two shows now, and, you know, more, probably more to come, you know.
Absolutely.
So thank you so much. We're privileged and honored to have you on the air with us on our first show. Thank you so much.
All right, quit kissing ass.
Thank you, guys.
I got to make sure that we can stay on the air, man. God dang.
Have a good night, Miss Angel.
See, the thing is, you don't kiss any ass.
I cut her off.
You don't kiss any ass, so I have to kiss ass for both of us.
I mean, I don't really have to, you know, kiss Miss Angel's ass, because we're what keeps the studio running right now.
Anyways. Before I let you go, Chad, we were together a few weeks ago, and we were at the place that you first, you know, debuted, you know, yourself as a country music artist, and we revisited that place, and it was an absolute blast. And I know we had a lot of family there that came out to support, and friends alike and everything. I wanted to see if you would tell the story of that first time there at that venue and how it was just kind of scrambled together, because I thought that story you told was hilarious, and I'd like the listeners to hear it if you're willing to tell it.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, it was it was kind of just a situation I was thrown into. I'd never played country music at that point, and I had a buddy who was kind of playing all the bars around home, and I was working security for a lot of those bars while they were having those events. And so I got to talk to my buddy, and I was like, man, I think I want to try to start working towards getting into doing country music. You know, I've always loved country music, but I've never actually played it, played it out. And so he randomly calls me up one day, and he's like, man, I need your help. I need a favor. I was like, what's that? And he's like, the band canceled at Crawl Mama's tonight. Can you go down there and play? And man, I've never played country music out in my life, and there's no way that I could go down and play 3 hours of music. And he's like, dude, please, you gotta help me. So I told him I would try to help him find somebody. So I called everybody I knew who played music, and none of them could do it. So he's like, please, just go down there. Like, we need some kind of music. So I called my buddy Chase, who I wrote Sober with, and was like, hey, man, do you want to go see if we can put together 3 hours of music? And he said, why not? So it was half disastrous and also really fun, and the people actually really seemed to like us. So the owner there asked us if we would want to play again. So we actually started learning songs, and that was the place where I got the chance to start building my career, I guess. And so it was really nice to get to go back there to absolutely sell that place out. They had to turn away people that night because there was just no more seating left, no more standing room. Anything, which just absolutely blows my mind, especially since they were having a free music festival 10 minutes down the road where Tyler Farr was playing. So, you know, it's you know, they could go see Tyler Farr for free, or they could come out and spend money and see us. And it just absolutely blew my mind that they would do that, pack out the place the way it did, and just the response we had, and the people who lined up to take pictures and get autographs and all that stuff after the show. I don't get to play back home very much. We spend all year long touring all over the country, and so to get to go back home and to have that kind of response was just amazing, and to get to do it to the place where it all started for me was a very humbling and gratifying experience.
I'd say so. I mean, even just, you know, me being there and being a part of it and seeing it, it really was. And you can tell, which, you know, I've seen firsthand, you know, even being out on the road with you, what kind of loyal fans that you do have already, and people that travel great distances, you know, as long as you're, you know, within a day's traveling distance from them, they tend to come out and watch and everything like that. So, I can't even fathom what you experienced as you were playing that night and going through that, and then everybody afterwards. And you know, it was an awesome experience, and I was glad to be a part of it.
Yeah, it was an amazing experience, and we're sure glad to have you out with us too, buddy. So.
Well, we do have a few minutes left on the show, and I actually had two more questions that I wanted to ask.
Two more questions? Okay.
Two more questions.
That's fine. No, that's...
My first question is...
He may not want to come back on after this, so let's get it out now.
Might as well get everything out right now.
No, you guys are good.
When are you coming to do a concert in Knoxville?
I don't know. We've actually never played Knoxville, so it would be fun.
Well, I've got a decent-sized front yard. I'm sure you can hook up a couple of bands, guitars.
I'll tell people every night, I'll do just about anything for money. So, you know, I can talk to them too.
I'll have Jeremy Venmo you some money.
Have him send a lot.
Right.
A lot. Yeah.
Well, you know, he's got to pay the band members, you know, gas on the
bus. I mean, yeah, he's got
to
pay,
pay
you,
me to drive out to Nashville to get him to bring him back
over here. And you know, it's, you know, when I roll into Knoxville with a Bama jersey on, you know, it's.
We'll
see how that goes.
Well, I mean, I told you I would do security for you as well. So, I mean, if it comes to that, you know, I'll have to throw some volunteer fans around. You know, I don't have an issue with that.
Well, I'll let you know. Here in this household,
I'll just get the West Virginia offensive line to come hang out. And some committee there with him, so.
I have lots of
friends who are Tennessee fans, but I mean, they don't know any better, but we're trying to teach them.
They don't know any better.
Well, there are no Orange fans in this household, so you're safe. I'll tell you that. I'll guarantee you that.
It's a neutral zone here at the at this house.
Look, we're from the West Coast. So.
Well, bless your heart.
Look, I may be from the West Coast, but I do know what that actually means.
Right, we just got back from the West Coast, and we had a blast out there. So
awesome.
Yeah.
They're a different breed of people.
He has airplane tickets for that freaking trip.
Well, he's not going to pay
you
to fly the plane.
Oh, man.
Sit on a bus for a day and a half or fly for 6 hours. So I took the 6-hour flight.
Well, you know, maybe next time. Everybody's feeling froggy.
I don't blame you for not wanting to be in a bus with Jeremy for an hour and a half. I can barely stand up for 2 hours in the studio.
Yeah, well, you know. Well, you know what? We're getting down. Oh, well, you had one more. Sorry. I apologize.
No, it's all right.
I forgot.
Sorry, that's why we're in the studio and I have hand signals.
That's right. Yeah, you got it. You know, on this show, the tables have turned, but the chairs haven't. So Dan's still running the studio, and I'm still sitting over here on the side with the secondary mic. But it's okay. It's okay. What was that second question you had for him?
My second question is, what future projects do you have lined up? What can you, tell us and your fans and, anybody that might be listening to the show about anything that you, any future albums that you've got coming up, any new releases? Have you guys been back in the studio?
We're about to head back in the studio. We're hoping to release a new single in the next few months. We're gonna release a video for Someone I Can't Forget, probably sooner than later, and then we got a few new singles coming. So.
Yeah, all right.
I'm pretty
great.
Excited about. So, yeah.
Awesome. Hell yeah.
Good stuff to look forward to.
Absolutely, yeah. Keep us updated, And well, I know you'll keep me updated because I'll be seeing you. So,
I mean, yeah. We'll be updated through Jeremy.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely.
Yeah.
Well,
keep you informed.
Do you want to plug your socials and stuff like that?
Sure, yeah. Be sure to check us out. We're on all the social media stuff, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Everything is really simple. It's just Chad Bearden, B-E-A-R-D-E-N. The website is the same, chaddearden.com. All the music is there. Tour dates are there. All that good stuff, too.
Your merch and stuff like that, it's also available on the websites, too, isn't it?
I think so.
Think so?
I'm not positive on that, but I think it is. If not, send me an email.
If not, send you. Okay. Well, he does. Definitely, everybody, if you're listening out there, like you said, go to his Facebook page, Snapchat, Instagram, follow his page.
Well, we don't have Snapchat, but everything else.
Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize.
No, it's okay.
Go follow his pages. Look for upcoming events and stuff he's got going on. I know you're going out. We're going out next week. Where are we going next week?
Friday night we'll be in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Saturday night we'll be in Elkhart, Indiana.
Awesome. Okay. So anybody, if you're out in those areas, come check them out. It's an amazing show. He always puts on an amazing show. And Chad, I just want to thank you so much for coming on with us today and spending, pretty much the whole entire show on here with us. So we certainly appreciate it. We had a blast talking with you, and we look forward to your future music. I can't say enough about you, as Angel said earlier, and I every time I'm in the car with somebody, Uber driving and stuff like that, I your name usually comes up, so because they always ask, what my other job is, man. And I'm like, well, my other job is driving as well. And this is what I drive. And this is who I drive for. So, absolutely. Always.
Well,
try to,
I appreciate it. I appreciate you having us and having me. And I'm loving having you out on the road with us, man.
That's awesome, man. I've loved it just, because. Even being family, we didn't get to grow up together, and it's been awesome to hang out and get to know you a little bit better, and be a part of your career is absolutely phenomenal, and I'm humble and overjoyed that I have any role in it whatsoever, and I do appreciate it. Which is funny because
it's mutual, brother.
Because when I first saw you, a few years back, I saw you play in Nashville. I was there for a training session with the company I was with. Brought some buddies out with me, and I told you then, hey, if you ever get a tour bus, you let me know. I'll drive it. I'll, mechanic on it, run security, whatever you need me to do. And, you know, here, you know, a couple years later, you actually asked me to do it. And I'm just truly humbled and honored to be a part of it, brother.
Yeah, little did you know what you were getting into.
Well, you know, it's you know, the bus has its quirks, but, you know, I think it's got a lot of character, and I love being a part of it. And, you know, being hanging out with you guys, and I've met so many awesome people through you already. It's just been a wonderful experience for the last month and a half now, something. Close to a month at least. So we'll see. Well, Chad, thank you so much. Again, we enjoyed having you on the air. Dan, you want to tell them?
I just wanted to say, you know, thank you again. From me and from the, you know, Wicked Curiosity Radio Network, we appreciate you being on the show. Appreciate you being our debut guest.
Absolutely.
And
yeah. Phenomenal show.
You know, we appreciate the opportunity to showcase your music, not only on Note by Note, but on every other show that we've got on the network. I know that the other show that Jeremy and I do, we play your music all the time. Not only trying to get your name out there, but because we enjoy it.
Absolutely, yeah.
It's something, you know, enjoyable to listen to when we go on break.
Yeah.
So definitely, you know, appreciate everything that you do. I didn't get a chance to say it earlier, but, you know, Jeremy has told me what you used to do before you started in your, you know, music career, and I want to give you the appreciation for that as well. I know the sacrifices that you went through to have your previous career, and I want to thank you for that as well.
Well, I appreciate that, and I appreciate you guys having me on. I've enjoyed it.
Awesome.
Well, I know we've definitely had a blast.
Absolutely.
A little bit of a rocky start, but
yeah, no.
I think we got
strong,
in our groove, and
strong,
it was
strong finish. Yeah, definitely.
Definitely had a lot of fun, and we definitely appreciate you coming on and giving us a little bit of insight.
I think that West Virginia line was probably the best part of the show right there. That was great. So, again, Chad, thank you so much, and we hope that you have a wonderful evening, and we will talk to you soon, brother.
All right, you guys have a good one.
All right, thank you. Wow.
Well, I think for our debut show, it went pretty well.
Absolutely, yeah. No, it was great. And, you know, again, yeah, he's family, but it's cool to get to know that background, you know, family or not, you know, to hear about what he, you know, he's went through. And, you know, the sacrifice he made, I mean, just leaving a, you know, what was a absolute decorated career.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
To just give all that up, that security of that job and that stability, to leave that, to leave home, you know, to leave family, to move to another state and start a completely different career from scratch and to make it what it is today.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely a phenomenal story. And, you know, it's crazy. And he's made leaps and bounds already in this industry. And, you know, I can't say enough about him. You know, family's so proud of him and everything. So it's really cool to get to know him and get that background.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, from an outsider's view, because I'm, you know, not part of the family.
You're part of my family.
I'm part of your family.
He's,
but, you know, I'm not
part of the other.
I'm not a, you know, part of, you know, Chad Bearden's blood.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun. You know, it was really interesting to get his perspective on the music industry, to get his insights, and to see where he came from, you know, and how he went from, you know, little kid on a farm in Alabama,
mm-hmm,
to the career that he held, to what he does now.
Yeah.
and it was awesome.
Yeah.
When
you hear, you know, he had all those country music influences and stuff like that, and you think about that he had all that already. He had that to start with, but he didn't start there. You know what I'm saying? Like, he went his own path, you know, with his other career, and, you know, went through it in everyday life, and then just something one day just click, and he takes this leap of faith, as we discussed, and moves away and start. I mean, just wow, you know. I mean, I couldn't do that. I could just move somewhere. I mean, you know,
it would be hard for me.
Yeah.
To, you know, give up an established career.
Yeah.
In order to take this leap.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the story that you hear. You know, that's the story that you want to hear.
Right.
With these artists, you know, is I took that leap of faith. And, you know, it has provided me well, and I'm doing something that I love, you know, and more power to Chad, and, you know, much respect for him for doing what he does.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, the success is undeniable. I mean, when you are traveling the country like he does, I mean, you know, he really was in California recently, and we've been all over in the middle of the country so far, and I haven't done any Western gigs with him yet. But it's undeniable. You know, traveling around like that. I mean, you couldn't do that. You wouldn't do that if you didn't have something that the people liked, something that the people appealed to and could feel and really get into. You know, musically and as far as an audience and listening and stuff like that, you know, because, you know, not everybody gets to see that part of the business. You know, some people do the open guitar case, you know, on the corner, you know, the entire time. And they don't get to see, you know, not nearly the success that, you know, he has done. And, you know, and people who really focus and really concentrate, you know, are the ones that get to do that. And, you know, he is one of them. And just phenomenal show. I mean, it's amazing. He really does. I mean, he can get a crowd going, you know, just like any of the bigwigs. And it's, you know, it's amazing to see. If, you know, if you can ever catch a show, anybody's listening, please do so, because he's absolutely phenomenal.
Awesome. Well, we've only got a couple minutes left. I was going to do our sign-offs real quick, and then I was actually going to play what it feels like for the closing song.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely.
So, ladies and gentlemen, as always, please stay safe, stay smart. We want you back here each and every week listening to Note by Note with the guy in glasses. Stay tuned Sunday night to blogtalkradio.com/wickedcuriosity for the behind the screen radio show, where we will be talking about the movie Hereditary. So tune in for that. You know, as always, support your veterans, police, fire, EMS, you know, give them a like, give them a shout, all that good stuff.
Absolutely. When you see them out and about, you know, just shake their hand. You know, they really appreciate that. You know, just a simple handshake and a thank you really does wonders for those type of people. And then just to let them know that they are appreciated and cared about and stuff like that, you know, that really is. And I just want to say, everybody who tuned in tonight, thank you so much. I want to say thank you again to Chad Bearden for coming on the show and speaking with us, giving us a little bit of background of him and who he is and you know, what he's doing for the country music industry. And I would just like to say to everybody out there, keep your hearts open and your radios up.
All right.
So, anybody, this will... Someone I can't forget.
I was going to play What It Feels Like.
What It Feels Like? Okay.
I mean,
this is What It Feels Like by Chad Beard, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much. Tune in next week, Thursday night, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will be here, and we will be here with Mike Snodgrass, a local guy that I met a few weeks back, and he gladly accepted to come on the air with us. So we are proud to have him. You can check out the events on our Facebook page. So you can go on Snapchat, Guy in Glasses, find us on there, and Instagram, Guy in Glasses. Go on there and follow those pages for us. Those are linked with Note by Note. And so it's all Note by Note stuff on there. I go live. I do live feeds all the time and everything. So go out there, check it out.
All the time.
All the time.
All the time.
All the time. That's what it's about. It's about that live music and bringing it to the people. That's what I want to do. So please get on there, like those, you know, follow me on those and everything. And again, 6 o'clock next Thursday, Mike Snodgrass. You know, looking forward to it. Looking forward to talking with him. With you, Dan, and everybody. Have a good night.
Have a good night, everybody.
This is where it all begins. It's the chills on your skin. It's the rush you're looking for. Made a map of this. This is where it don't make sense. And the lead foot's on the floor. And this is what it feels like falling. Chasing down something you want so bad. When you know, never seen nothing like that. And it pulls you in, giving in. Right on a kiss and we kiss again. Like an ocean wide, real tight, and I'm all caught up in you. Hey, come on, baby, watch us say, go ahead and ride the way, and do what you want to do. This is what it feels like falling, chasing down something you want so bad. When you know, you want so bad, you know, you never seen nothing like that. And it pulls you in, giving in, right on a kiss and we kiss again. Yeah.
Got a picture of a pretty girl on my phone, making out with some guy looking just like me. Must have passed out on the couch when I got back home. Woke up with 7 digits under my sleeve. It's all just a little bit hazy. I'm trying to remember someone I can't forget. Like a song I don't know that I can't get out of my head. Can't seem to shake the taste of that tipsy whiskey kiss. I'm trying to remember someone I can't forget. Thought I was dancing with a long-legged brunette. It's hard to tell in the neon glow. Didn't catch your name, shouting through the music. It didn't matter when she leaned in close. I'm trying to remember someone I can't forget. Like a song I don't know that I can't get out of my head. Can't seem to shake the taste of that tipsy whiskey kiss. I'm trying to remember someone I can't forget. Like a song I don't know that I can't get out of my head. Can't seem to shake the taste of that tipsy whiskey kiss. I'm trying to remember someone I can't forget. Someone I can't forget.